So it's 11 o'clock at night. If he turns off, water's sitting on at 11 o'clock at night, it takes an hour to heat up. So it takes a long time. He can't wash up before 12. So what he wants to do is he wants to have set the hot water system to go on at 10 o'clock at night in Shabbos, when it's still Shabbos. The water's going to flare up, start heating up the cylinder, and all the water can get heated up there. Is there a gzeir or shema yachata there? Is there a gzeir that he might interfere with the fire? So I found the Mishnah Berurah in Shir Kav Daled, the Shad Sin actually, he talks about a very similar case about washing up, using water washing up. But you must realize, up to now, we've been talking about food. There's a gzeira, you are very worried about your food. So there's a gzeira shem yechata. Isn't there a gzeira shem yechata on washing up dishes as well? So the Mishnah Berurah is down Eliyahu Rabba in Shir Kav Daled, and he says, It's not connected to Bishop. After Eli Rabbi Mitzvah Leimad El Hadoch Aloich HaShim Shem Yichateh. We're not worried about what comes to washing up. We're not worried about Shem Yichateh. Kama Achbein Metiku Divra Amog and Avron La Alocha and they're machmi. Many Achbein are machmi about this and they hold us a problem. So I don't know. I speak to Rabbi Shabbos about this. I've got to get back to you. It's interesting. I must say in the Urch Shabbos is making. The Urch Shabbos takes on our heating systems, all our heating systems, we haven't got this gazeta. I don't know why, I'm not sure, I'm up to the bottom of it. It's an interesting point, I must say, it's a very interesting point, this thing over here. It looks like the world is zichur maker with this thing. The minute of is to make them. They do set their hot water systems and people heat up mikvahs, for example, on Shabbos morning with radiators and everything. We put on our heatings and everything. We're not worried about all this. It looks like we're not going on this. Exactly why, I have to be, as a show, clarify a bit more. Okay, everybody's time. Let's move on now to Hilchos Chazorah. Shabbos. Very, very interesting halacha is this. There's 2 points I want to talk about. First of all, there's two shlavim to this, yeah? Number one is taking a cold food from a fridge and reheating on Shabbos. Shlav number two is what I want to speak about first, really, and that is a person is serving out soup on Friday nights. And it's all nice and hot. They go to the table and they serve the soup out, and Baruch Shabbos is a little bit left over. So now they don't want to leave it on the table because if you leave it on the table, it's going to cool down. By the time you have your soup and your schmooze and everything, it's going to cool down. So you want to put it back onto the fire to keep hot. How are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Yeah? That is what we're talking about. I'm going to say there's two shlavim. Don't mix up one with the other. It's given halachas. One is obviously much more strict than the other one. A cold food to take out of a fridge and reheat on Shabbos is much stricter that when the food has been hot, it's been on a fire during when Shabbos came in, and you want to put it back on, continue it back, that's much easier. We're talking about part two, yeah? Part two is what? A liquid is much more problematic as well, because a cold, it's quite right, a cold liquid is out of question whatever happens, yeah? Why?
Yeah, it's hot already.
I'm not going to ask you what happens by you. I think you have cold soup on it if you want to have seconds. There's a few conditions you need to have. But you know, there are ways of being able to return a pot back to the fire completely allowed on Shabbos. There are, though, a number of conditions. We're going to talk about this case over here. It's been on the fire, the Shabbos was serving it. And it could be the same thing with kegel as well. It could be a solid food, a liquid. Let's talk about kegel. Someone takes out a hot plate, tops it off the hot plate, takes his kegel, serves it. He wants to keep it piping hot. He wants to put it back on again on the hot plate, wherever it is. Can he do that? So he can do that with certain conditions. Yeah? So you're right, you can do it, but you have to know how to do it. So let's go from the beginning over here, yeah? It's always the best place to start. Right. So, why do Chazal ask this normally? Why do Chazal not allow a person just to take a pot off the fire and without any conditions whatsoever put it back on again? What's the problem? Why should there be a problem? So, it's interesting. Rishonim say two reasons. One is Mechzik Mavashal. Many Rishonim learn it's Mechzik Mavashal. To an onlooker, if someone sees someone else putting a pot on a flame on Shabbos, even though it's been there beforehand, it's been hot, he doesn't know all the history of what's going on. It looks very much like it that you're doing an act of bishul on Shabbos. It looks like you're doing a normal stage of cooking on Shabbos. People don't realize. So in order to stop this, to thwart this idea, Chazal made certain conditions that the onlooker or you yourself will realize this is not the round the mill. It's not like a doing normal act of cooking. It's a continuation from what was there beforehand. Rabbeinu Tam has got a chiddush actually. Rabbeinu Tam learns that the same chashash of shehiya you got by Chazorah. A food that's been off the fire for a bit, let's say the soup, you want to serve it out, it's obviously cooled down a bit. It's very possible to remain time when you put it back onto the fire, the person might stoke the fire up again to give it an extra boost because he wants the food to stay nice and hot. So the same gezeirah you got by Shehiya, that Shemi Yechati might spill with a fire, Rabbein Tam says the same problem applies when you want to return a pot back to a fire. So again, there's two reasons. We're going to accommodate both these reasons. One is it's mechikim mamashal, a person takes a food which has been off the cooker, it's been on the table, you serve from it, and now you want to go along and put it back on the flame to an onlooker, to yourself, it looks like I'm doing like a cooking over here really. It's got no connection to what was there beforehand. And therefore, it resembles very much cooking. People can make mistakes and they think that you can re-cook a food on Shabbos. So to stop that, Chazal made a number of conditions. Obviously, condition number one, which is elementary, is poshut, kipshutay, is the food must be fully cooked. If the food is not fully cooked, you've got a serious problem. Because when you've taken it off the flame, that food wasn't fully cooked, and now it's off the flame. So off the flame is no problem. But to put it back on the flame is mamish bishul benatoyah. So in order for Chazorah to be allowed, this has to be allowed, the elementary rule is that the food must be fully cooked. I mean, it could be improving a cooking. You know, we said this a few times already. Bishul doesn't mean to improve a cooking. Once the person takes cholent off the flame, the food is fully edible, he would serve it out to people, he'd be quite happy for people to eat it. But it stews in its own juice and it tastes much better. It could be Shabbos morning, it tastes much nicer. That's called mitstamet miyofilo, that's not bishul. Bishul is a major improvement, so much so that a person wouldn't really eat it before this stage. He would be happy to serve it to people. Most people would eat it at this stage. Of course, it's improvable, but most people would eat it. That's called fully cooked. To return that to the fire is no problem whatsoever on Shabbos. So that is condition number one, that you need to have the food must be bushel called sorghum. Condition number two, is what you mentioned before, is if it's a liquid, if the liquid has cooled down, according to the Ma, that means it's less than you would eat it as a hot food. That means you've taken the soup off the flame, and it's been off for quite a while, and so much so that the liquid has cooled down drastically, so much so that you would not now eat this liquid now as a hot soup. It's lost its time of a hot soup. It's warm. It's not, you would eat it. It's not a hot soup. That liquid that's cooled down may not be put back. If the liquid is still warm enough that you'd be enjoying it as a hot soup, then that's good enough to put it back. Sorry?
Does that vary from one to another?
I don't know if it depends on every person. It's a general feeling, Mr. Or what people do. I hear you say, I don't know. Mr. Or it depends on generally, would people recognize that as a hot soup? Or would people not have it? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the Bible doesn't hold on. The Bible doesn't hold on. Condition number two is without holding on to it. So condition number two is that the food must be hot. There's an interesting question now about solid, actually. I didn't realize this. Someone takes some, I don't know, kegel off the cooker, and it's off for a long time. And now it's cooled down. Less than yesterday, this point. Now, can you put that back? There's no problem with bishul, because it was solid, there's no problem with bishul. But many achronim take on, and Moshe says it clearly, that even so, in order for chazorah to be permitted, there must be still an element of heat on an item, even by a solid. That means the solid must be also, the kegel is hot enough that you would serve it to people who would enjoy the taste as a hot kegel. It's not cold. Even though there's no problem of bishul over here, there's a new problem that it looks like it's cut off. If it's cooled down to such a level where it's less than the heat that you would really enjoy as a hot kegel, then you've lost that mila and it's no good to put back. Okay? That's condition number two. So the Bible said it has to be fully cooked, poshut. Condition number two is it must be still warm enough, the food, that it allows a person to enjoy that heat.
Anything that's different. Some people might call Kugel.
I would never have. I don't know if it looks individual. That's what I was asking before. I think it depends on the individual. It's certain
parts. If it's known that you have warmish Kugel, then it's okay.
If someone went to a Simca, for example, and they served Kugel, which was cold, it's just very slightly warm, they wouldn't enjoy it. You go to a Buffy or whatever, you wouldn't enjoy it. It's lost its kashivas. The point is, it's still hot enough for people to enjoy as a hot food. That's how I think most of the minds do it. It has to be still enjoyable as a hot food.
It's the same with cold, with soup, and with liquid, the same thing, same club.
Yeah. In liquid, is a prohibition. We are asking for this, if it's cooled down, we are that's less than that stage, to put it back to the istrobishul. This is a problem now, chazor, that's why bishul, because once the solid food is being cooked, even if it's freezing cold, there's no istrobishul back. But in regards to chazor, many achroim take on that at least for chazor, both foods, the solid and the liquid, have to be at a stage where there's an enjoyment of the heat. If the enjoyment of the heat is gone, then it's considered cut off from its original cooking, and therefore you cannot put it back. Condition number two. Condition number three is that you must have a blech on the fire. It must be gorer for cotton, there must be something on the fire to stop it, that people realize that abnormal way of cooking. No one, no normal person would cook with a blech on fire. If a person wants to cook, he cooks with an open flame. The fact that this person is putting a blech down shows us he's not cooking, doing an act of cooking. And therefore, you're not going to make it confused. You're not going to get confused with making a mistake normally that you're allowed to cook. This blech is a clear reminder that a person will not cook in this way.
Hot plate as well.
A hot plate is interesting over here with a hot plate. So, a hot plate, and so I wrote about a hot plate over here. The hot plate, a non-adjustable hot plate, there's no gzeira of shemi achate. And also, a normal hot plate which has not got settings on, most people don't cook on. So there's no messing or washing. Now again, I want to make this clear. This is where people make many mistakes over here. We are talking about the food is still hot, yeah? We're talking about the food is hot, fully cooked, and you want to return it. So I'm telling you, on a hot plate, which has only got one setting, there you don't need a blech for this. Because there's no shema yechate, because you can't interfere with it, there's only one setting. You can't switch it off, you can't adjust the heat. And there's no messy kibba vashlo on this hot plate, because most people wouldn't cook on such a hot plate. So you've got one setting on. When the hot plate's got different settings, now I've not come across it as a hot plate actually, but they say this, I've never come across a hot plate. Hot plate is different. Don't you can't adjust it. I'm talking about a hot plate where you can adjust.
Yeah.
I don't know, someone said that you can get these things. It looks like in the posture they speak about these hot plates. I haven't come across it as hot plates. But it looks like they're hot plates where you can get different settings on. No one's come across
that. Never seen it.
I want to ask you a question. In the time of the Chazal, did they tell you to hide the poker? The poker is the equivalent of a knob, really. Yeah. It stokes the fire. They never told you to do that. Chazal were never worried about you interfering with the knob or the poker.
How then would you steer the fire? How then would you steer it?
You might do with the poker, but they were worried about the fire itself. They said once you make a hecker on the fire, that stops you doing it. So if you put something on the fire, that stops its kashash.
Okay, back to the hot plate. So what are you saying?
It's a hot plate which has got no settings on it.
Right.
Then you do not need grufa katon in this condition. You still need the food so far to be boiled. It needs to be fully cooked. You still need condition number two, that the food is still hot to put back on.
Warm.
But you don't need a blech on a hot plate which is got no settings on it and there's nothing you can do with it. If you have a hot plate which is adjustable, it's got settings on it, then you've got a problem. I think the same thing applies to a crock pot. I don't know about this either. I've never seen a crock pot with only one setting, but apparently there are crock pots with only one setting. That'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, now I'm just thinking maybe not, because a crock pot is a way to cook it. So that's much worse, a crock pot actually. A crock pot's worse. A hot plate normally is not a dead. If it's got settings on it, that's much worse. Okay? Those three conditions are elementary. So again, the three conditions that you need is the food's fully cooked, the food must still be warm to a certain degree, And generally, you need to have a blech on in order to make it mutter. Those three conditions are mamish basics. Then, Chazal added another two conditions as well.
Das.
One is that when a person takes the pot off, the soup off, he should have in mind that he's going to return it. Again, what's the idea of that? The idea of this is that it's a continuation of the previous cooking. So there's no Shami Echata because it's still continued the first cooking, really. And there's no Mexican Mabashal because it looks like it's still a continuation.
Yeah, but the onlooker doesn't see
what is that to help?
For yourself, it helps.
I don't understand why you. Why do you need it? Why do you need that? If you do it, you can't do it.
What?
Either you can do it or you can't do it. I've got those three conditions, the first three conditions, it's fine. The fact that I'm going to think about doing it, why?
No, I understand. For yourself, different than mine. The das makes a continuation of the first cooking. The das makes, when I take it off, I want to put it back on again, it's a continuation of the first cooking. It's not like a new cooking.
Take it off and put it back on.
So a continuation. The whole thought is that we want to make it a hemshchik of the first bishul. We don't want to stop it. So if you have das to put it on, it's like it's still there. That's very good, understand that for yourself. This is the Kiddush over here. What does das mean though? This is the interesting das. Does das mean that I have to have in mind, let's say I have in mind the favor, there's two ways of learning das over here. Let me see what I wrote over here. Let's say I take it off, I've got no das at all. Do I have to have das to put it back on? Or do I have to have das to leave it off? I have to explain to you what I mean. Neither. When I take it
you're
off.
You're not thinking.
When I take it off. When you're not thinking. You know, I heard once someone came along to Rosh Hashiva once. I heard someone give me a shiur once. He came along to his Rosh Hashiva. He had been there for a long time, been another yeshiva. He said to the Rosh Hashiva, do you mind if I say a shtickle Torah? He said, well, it's a pleasure. Sit down. Let's start off. So he says, the Rambam shteita zoi, the Gemara shteita zoi, the Chayit sestira. The Kavaldik Achiris, Rosh Hashiva said. So the Bacha turned to Rosh Hashiva and said, Rebbe, he said, the violence upset me. What's the big chiddush? What I said. I think I heard you say the word you think. That's already a chiddush. You don't bother thinking. That's already a chiddush. So here, the moment you go actually. Here, very interesting over here. A person takes off a pot off the fire. Now, very often, he doesn't even know what he's doing. He's taking the pot off the fire. Does he know he wants to put it back on again? This is the big shayla over here. Most poskim take on that das means as long as you didn't have the fairish of das, you throw it back on. That means I have in mind to take it off and not put it back on. That's called that, which is no good. If a person has just stand, he doesn't think what he's doing,
then
that's okay still. That's not a chisoyin in this tonight. Okay? So that's the other condition, das. And then there's one more condition that Chazal added to make it still a continuation, and that is when a person takes the pot off the fire, he mustn't let go of the pot. He has to hold the pot all the time. Most posts can hold, it doesn't mean you have to hold it in the air. It means, I can put it down on the table, but my hand is still on the handle. I'm still holding it. I've never let go of the pot.
Is that both or either?
What?
Is that both or either?
What's both or either?
Both.
Das
and
to. You need das and you need to hold the pot as well. There's a few conditions. The kids said, I'm going to start, I'll give what he says. You're going to see that in halacha. You don't need all these conditions. You missed out on some of these conditions by the okay. The divide we're talking about the chadchila. The chadchila, you need five conditions. Condition number one is condition number two is that it's still warm, the food. Condition number three is it's a blech. Condition number four is that you have to have das for hafting, which means that you must have the finished das not to put it back. At number five is condition, you must hold it still, and you must never let go of it. You must be holding. So when the woman wants to serve the soup at the table, so she's holding onto the pot. She takes the lid off, she serves it. The chayra, she has to hold it herself. The husband can take over there. I mean, that bit, I don't mind doing holding the plate. I don't mind that bit you can do. If someone else takes over there, hold the handle, and then the woman serves out, that's also good, yeah? That's also good. As long as someone's holding on, that's good enough.
I don't understand that. You said, if I'm going to take it off, right, I'm not thinking about whether I'm going to put it back on again. If I'm not going to touch it either, if I'm touching it, then I've got the machshava to put it back as well.
You took it off, you didn't think.
Huh?